superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Get ready now.
And the 2023 Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Susie Schuster.
So what do you think is going on with Raider Nation now?
We got the wrong guy at the helm. Josh McDaniels is not a good football coach.
Today's guests, Fox Sports college football insider Bruce Feldman, CBS Sports NFL analyst Amy Trask, and now sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hey, everybody. Here for Rich Eisen. I'm Susie Schuster. Thrilled to be with you as Rich is in New York, and he'll be back by tomorrow, unless, of course, he misses a plane, and I'll be here again. So there you go. Good to see you, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how are
Sus,
you this morning?
What's happening?
What's happening? I got a lot of espresso in this mug.
Espresso,
I'm
nice.
Just saying, this could go off the wheels at any time.
I think that's a good thing, right?
Mikey D, how are you?
Good morning, Susie. I'm doing well.
Good to see you. TJ, how are you, sir?
What's up, Susie?
Were you watching some association last night? Because
I tuned in. I had to go see my guy Devin Booker put in work to give me a lead over your husband in our fantasy basketball.
And Devin Booker closing out the game with aplomb last night, don't you think?
Yeah. Did you say aplomb?
Aplomb. Aplomb.
Oh, yeah,
look it up.
Fancy words.
Fancy word. Look it up. But Suns over Golden State, 108-104. Lakers over Nuggets, 119-107. Chance of who's your daddy? As LeBron put in 21 minutes last night. 29 minutes, 21 points on 10 for 16 shooting. 8 boards, 5 assists. Who's your daddy as Denver unveils one of the sweetest-looking rings I've ever seen? A lot of ice, ice, baby. Chris has been singing awful songs from the 90s this morning. So let me add ice, ice, baby to that. And by the way, 844-204-RICH.
Right,
today's a good day to call.
Right,
I am chippy. I'm chippy. I've been up since 3 in the morning.
Oh.
3 in the morning.
Why?
So why? I had a kid come in at 3. I had a kid come back in at 4. And you know when you're lying in bed and you're like, please let me sleep. Please let me sleep. And then you're like, well, it's got to be 5:30. So I check my alarm and it's 6:12. I'm like, oh, no.
So you overslept.
Oh, no. So I overslept. Usually my prep time is right around from about 5:45 to 6:30. And so, you know, I'm a little chippy. I'm a little over-caffeinated.
Like it.
Yeah. So it's going to be a hot day.
Let's go.
Coming in hot. 844-204-RICH. Call us. Amy Trask will be here, my compadre from What the Football. We're going to talk about the soundbite from Warren Sapp from What the Football that's kind of taking over the intranet. And that's, he had a couple things to say about Josh McDaniel. So Raider Nation, is this the end of the Bill Belichick era, as Warren Sapp said it was indeed? And you can find What the Football wherever you find your podcast or on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube page. But take it in. It was pretty feisty yesterday with Warren, who was holding a beer during the entire Zoom. So I kind of love that.
Didn't he have a dip in too, it looked like?
I think he had a dip, a mohawk, and a beer. I think he had all three going. Bruce Feldman will join us too. Start bench cut for Warren next time he comes on. And by the way, I am back in the chair on the 8th and the 9th while Rich is in Germany. So I could actually say, Warren, come back in studio for a start bench cut. That might be nice. Yeah. We'll do one with Amy Trask today. Also, Bruce Feldman will come in and we'll ask him, what is going on with Michigan? What is happening? By the way, it doesn't seem to me like that much new or different than ever has been in college football. It's just that somebody got caught.
Yeah, they're just not as good at it as everybody else.
I mean, Connor, meet me right here. maybe don't put your credit card down. Maybe
don't use your own name.
Like Rich always says, oh, I went to a school of higher education and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, maybe don't use your name then. I don't know.
Even though he kind of has a made up name from the Valley, Mike. Like he has kind of one of those names.
By the way, he does
you know
have
what I'm talking about. Yeah. He's got one of those names, TJ.
When your last name is Stallion.
I mean, Brock Landers.
You have to wonder. Stallion.
Gotta wonder.
Friend of the Valley.
And Chess Rockwell.
There's like three names I want to say, but I don't think I should, so I'm not.
I mean, he's good buddies with Chess and Brock.
Chess and Brock. Exactly.
I mean, we will ask Bruce Feldman what in holy heck is happening there, because it's a hot mess, and Rich will lose his mind if his coach...
Too late.
Leaves. It reminds me a lot of the years that I covered USC when Reggie Bush was getting in trouble and the scandals about taking money. And then suddenly Pete Carroll got a one-way ticket out of Los Angeles. And I wonder if that's what's ahead for Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, smells like it, especially if maybe the Bears season goes super south and Eberflus gets the axe and they have two of the top three picks in the draft. And suddenly it's like, hey, Jim, want $100 million and complete control? Cool. Who says no to that?
I don't know. I feel like wasn't I talking about Eberflus last time I was here and like the exact same positioning? I think I was, right? I mean, is it Groundhog Day?
Eberflus. Just yell Eberflus.
Eberflus.
There you go. Make yourself feel better.
I by the way, God bless you. it's National Pasta Day, by the way, people. So let's talk about important things because Chris and I are going to have a throwdown. 844-204-RICH.
Right.
You can call in about questions to Amy Trask. I mean, you got the highest ranking woman in the history of the National Football League coming in. You can ask her questions. We can talk about Reggie Jackson's strange tripping of LeBron James last night. Does anybody care? It's game one. I mean, are we through one game? You're all dressed up in green. You're excited
for it. I'm green.
For...
Banner 18 starts tonight. Celtics, let's go. I'm excited. 65-27 minimum, TJ, so I'm ready to rock. MVP like for Tatum.
Tonight's like the beginning of the rest of your life tonight, right?
Well, here's the deal, Susie, and you know this because you're from my neck of the woods. It was pretty depressing watching the Red Sox all summer. This Patriots season is an unmitigated disaster despite last week's win against Buffalo. So all I've really had to look forward to since the end of the Eastern Conference Finals was this year's Celtics team. Porzingis is now in the mix. Drew Holiday's in the mix. Obviously, Tatum and Brown, the best starting five in the NBA, along with Derek White. Al Horford coming off the bench. Peyton Pritchard, big season. Is he going to be sixth man this year, TJ? I don't know.
No.
It's going to be amazing. Maybe 72-10, I think.
Coop's already asked for his Santa Claus gift. You know what it is?
Ooh.
Celtics Lakers ticket.
A Kristaps Porzingis jersey.
Yes. Tell him I'll buy it for him.
Hey, I got something you could tell
You'll
Coop.
Buy it for him?
I'll buy it for him.
Last gift you gave him. Last gift you gave him.
He's going to make up for
last
that gift.
Last gift you gave him was used Tupperware in a paper bag.
I don't know about used. I did
it
wash
it. It was used. It was Thanksgiving.
And I wrapped it.
Whatever.
I cleaned it
and wrapped it. What a jackass. It was not wrapped. It was in a paper bag. That's
not
wrapping.
It was not in a paper bag. I did wrap it. No, I specifically remember wrapping them.
That's even worse.
That was the whole bit.
It was... What's the word? It was pre-whatever.
Hilarious.
It was pre-medicated. Premeditated?
That means he thought about it beforehand?
Are we premedicated? We might be.
Insubordinate and churlish.
Yeah, churlish.
That's what it was.
TJ, you ready for your clips?
Am I ready?
Well,
you ready?
So you're abandoning the Sixers this year?
Oh,
you know I never abandon. I threaten to leave. But no one can get on me for this. Because think about how many people out there are in relationships and marriages where they hate the spouse, but they're comfortable.
Wow.
And refuse to leave. That's how I feel about the Clippers and the Sixers. Every year I want to leave them, and I just can't bring myself to do so.
So in other words, you're settling.
We're Wemby tonight.
I'm going to be an observer and an admirer of Victor Wembanyama for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for this Clippers-Sixers final that I've been waiting my whole life for, at least.
Oh, man.
Yeah, James Harden back in the building. How do you feel about that, by the way?
We'll see how long that lasts. I mean, is he just here so he doesn't get fined?
He's not making the trip to Milwaukee, so he's literally just there by himself.
You know, you guys love top five lists.
Love top five.
I want a top five list of players I don't want to coach. Like, honestly, I'm in such a salty mood from not sleeping. I'm really New England today. So I want like a top five list of players I don't want to coach. And Harden is number one.
Ooh.
I would rather coach Rasheed Wallace. than coach.
Come on, both teams play hard.
Rasheed will always play hard for you, though.
Yeah, but he's so weird
both
and so crazy.
Both teams play hard, my man.
Yeah.
We love Rasheed.
Well, no,
love
you know what was really fun? Interviewing him. That was fun. Like, here's a wall and here's water. And let me pull it out. But, I mean, I can't think of a player I want to deal with less than James Harden because he's so talented.
Good one.
But he doesn't love the game. Because if you love the game, you play hard. He can't love the game. Can he possibly love the game and go in with the attitude like he's had? And then everyone's talking about, where's he going to go back? Would Houston take him back? Do the Clippers want him? You really want him in the clip joint? You want that kind of attitude? That is pervasive, and it is, it's like a fungus among us. I don't know. I don't want him. Brock, what do you got? You're sitting there like making a look, and don't test me today, Chris. I'm very salty.
I'm not going to test you.
This might surprise you about Chris.
I have been a James Harden fan in the past. Tough to defend his kind of off-court quitter actions of the last few years. You know, quitting on Houston and quitting on Brooklyn and now quitting on Philadelphia. That's kind of tough to defend. I did like the way he played basketball during his MVP and during his, you know, absolute height as a player. But this is a tough look, and I definitely would not want him on my team. It seems like, I don't know if the Clippers should go out. It seems like Miami should go for him. He needs a little Heat culture injected into his veins. And maybe he's the missing piece that they're looking for down there.
You know, it's so funny. There are certain personalities that can deal with these mercurial players, right? I do think Pat Riley is specifically built to look at him and be like, it's like the Christopher Walken thing, like, you know, what's the line from from the cowbell?
I put on my pants and I make gold records.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's kind of the way he would look at him. Like, are you kidding me? You're going to deal with me this way? Like, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want him on my team. And then you look at Kevin Durant, who came back into Golden State last night. And I hadn't realized that he hadn't been back there at all since that COVID season.
Yeah,
and he was hurt. And they unveiled a video for him. And then he went in and put on a clinic. But he's an example of a player who just, you know, he's not the most touchy-feely player in the world. But his attitude works. Don't you think? I mean, like, I'm just looking at some of these guys of this era of players that actually want to coach versus players I wouldn't want to coach. I'm in for Durant. I would take him. But no way on Harden. Yeah, he loves basketball. And you can tell it. Do you think Kawhi loves basketball?
Ooh, good question.
I think he loves basketball. I think Kawhi is exceptionally talented at basketball. I would say, yeah, he would. I don't know Kawhi, but I would assume that he loves basketball. Yeah.
Why don't you go get to know him? Why don't you start going to Clip James? You can go to Clip Games.
I do go
with the Rich Eisen Show credential.
I average about 15 games a year.
Yeah, but you got to go work the locker room. Oh, you got to be around. You got to do that. You got to put in the time to know these guys.
I don't need to do all that.
I mean, I'm just asking him to go out there on behalf of the Rich Eisen Show Nation and get to know Kawhi, shouldn't he? I think that TJ should be an insider. He should be at these games.
Great. Insider TJ. You becoming best friends with Kawhi would be
awesome.
Tremendous.
Why don't we make this a goal for the year?
And then we can drop like TJ bombs instead of Woj. But why is Woj and Shan, why are they the only ones who can drop bombs? I want to drop a bomb. Like,
there you
I
go. This is what
I
want to
like break news. I want to be an insider.
You have to
be,
go into the locker room to do that,
NBA's though. Version of Tom Pelissero.
Right. So then do it.
You know?
Who's stopping you? Get that ping pong table out of the way, leave your house, and go to games. Because that's how you get to know these guys. You got to be in the locker room.
I love it. Great idea, Suze.
I have to think of everything.
are we going to talk about pasta here?
All right. Let me ask you this. 844-204-RICH. Reach out. On Twitter, whatever it's called, Instagram, like reach out to these numbnuts here, because
good use of the word numbnuts.
It's so
Ticky-tucky.
True. Because Chris is the worst idea. You cannot pair angel hair with bolognese. It's a bad combo. Angel hair is light and lovely.
Yeah, I like it. Nice.
You
and
can't
thin,
put a heavy
nice
bolognese on top. That's ridiculous.
But I'm eating bolognese because I want the meat sauce. Okay, I don't want to be I want my mouth overrun with pasta. Spaghetti's just a little too thick for what I'm looking for. Get a light, nice, thin angel hair. Kind of melts in your mouth, so you get the full flavor of the sauce and the meat. Right, Mike? You're Italian. Back me up here.
Like I said, I've eaten every fruition of any type of pasta.
You didn't use that right. Didn't use that word right.
Keep going. Okay. But in saying that, you can do anything with pasta, theoretically. Because it's like you mishmash. You could do whatever you want.
Mike, this conversation is going to come to fruition with a quick break here. When we come back, we'll invite Rich Eisen on his own show and see how he falls on the pasta front. It's a debate, people. It's hot.
What are we putting on the poll then? Because we want to do the what's the best pasta for the poll.
It's got to be what's your favorite pasta? Is it bucatini? Is it spaghetti?
Bucatini? What's that?
It's fresh pasta. Get a grip and get, you know, like education here. Angel hair? Or all of the above, or lasagna.
People understand this argument got real heated this morning.
Oh yeah,
the show.
I'm on fire.
You know, I stood out of the way. I ain't want no part of it.
You can get
gotta put ziti on there. Come on.
Okay, ziti, bucatini, spaghetti, and
bucatini, fresh pasta.
All right, fine.
We need a
fettuccine.
There you go.
Fettuccine, spaghetti, ziti, and angel hair. And I guarantee you, I know the answer.
Gotta put lasagna.
All right, five.
I'm doing it.
We're going to break.
Pasta, though.
What is happening?
I'm handling this.
Let's go to break.
Rich is up next.
All right, Rich Eisen, when he comes back, he joins his own show, and he's going to break down this pasta war when we come back.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Back on the Roku channel, and last night the Nuggets got their rings from Jason of Beverly Hills, who apparently is friends with TJ, because who isn't friends with TJ?
I mean, I know him.
Yeah, but like, you know, of course you do. He hooked you up back in the day.
The ring.
Look at this ring. The ring boasted 16 carats of diamonds, rubies, and blue sapphires.
Wow.
Representing the Nuggets colors, the number of postseason wins it took to win the NBA championship. And oh, by the way, it's got a lever on the side that changes colors. That is insane. So you're basically wearing a machine. And by the way, that's very subtle. Look at this ring.
That thing is incredible.
That's beautiful.
And apparently with the lever, as you called it, it has 1967, which was the year the team was founded. And if you twist it,
yeah,
as the video is showing, then it turns the top blue.
Oh, that's cool.
So you go from white diamonds to blue diamonds.
You need a bodyguard to wear that. I mean, that's insane. I just think every year these rings get more and more ridiculous. Have you ever tried a ring on?
The last time I saw a ring, I think was Lombardi came in with his.
Yeah, Mike Lombardi came in with his Patriots ring, and we tried that on. I've tried on a few different ones. Yeah, I've worn a few different.
I have a few of them.
Torrey Smith's Ravens ring back in the day on the old podcast.
I've tried Jerry Jones' Super Bowl ring.
Bernie Kosar. You've had Bernie Kosar's ring on at the Hall of Fame. We sat at his table 1 year.
And Jerry Jones gave me his ring to try on.
You know, the Angels gave me a commemorative kind of World Series ring.
Like the plebe ring.
Version.
Yeah.
I have no idea where that is. I've tried on Shaq's rings before. By the way, it fits on my wrist.
I would say his ring size has got to be gigantic.
Yeah. But, I mean, every year these rings get more and more complicated. Yeah.
But I think what Jason of Beverly Hills does now, at least last year, they now make it so you can take the top off and be back on radio. I'll let you welcome us back.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And Grainger, can you show up at my house, please? Can you clean Rich's office? It's just a disaster.
Wow.
But now that he's out of town for, 24 hours? Do I have time to go in there and just hoover it?
No.
I think I should wait till Germany, right?
You've got more important things to do with your 24 hours, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you want to lay low.
Not cool.
Oh, hi.
None of this is cool. None of this is cool. You know I'm here.
Hey.
Rich.
Here.
Somebody's got to let us
know. Hey, everybody. What's up?
And joining us on the Rich Eisen Show, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, Suze. Hey, everybody.
That's my Kara Henderson trying to be like keeping up with the two of you at a dinner table.
Listen, how do you like my view? What do you think?
I like it, Rich.
Take a look. I could see New Jersey from my house. There it is. Right behind me.
Look at it.
That's the old river.
The homeland.
So, what do you think? Not a bad setup, huh?
That is nice, Rich.
And I'm doing what Susie loves, which is wearing my own swag in public.
Oh, gosh. I mean, for all of you listening on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network or wherever you get this.
That's me.
He's wearing, so this was a this is a logo that I ixnayed. I said, you're wearing a logo that is the size of your head.
No, it's not.
It's a big one.
It is not. No, you know what? It's got my name on it, and I walked just down 7th and 8th Avenue and got a couple Go Blues, and hey, loved the show, so that's why I'm sitting up straight and feeling good about myself today.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You wore that out on the street.
Wait, are you sure those people didn't spy you from across the street on the 8th floor and yelled? I'm very confused.
8th floor. Pal, you times it by 5, and that's where I'm sitting right now. I'm on the 40th floor like Felix Unger. Hey, listen.
Did you get that ahead of time? Did you book it under your own name with your own credit card? Very confused.
Get what? No, I'm here courtesy of the National Association of Broadcasters. I'm hosting the Marconi Awards tonight, and everybody is on pins and needles to see if Mike Del Tufo's college radio station is going to get one.
Going for the three.
Everyone, that's honestly, when I was walking up and down 7th and 8th Avenues in between compliments for our work and our show, I was like, do you think Del Tufo's going to get a Marconi, 15 times removed through his college radio station? You think that's what's going to happen tonight? So it's going to be lit, as the kids say, this evening.
Are you going to be lit?
And
he may be lit now.
I'm going to have about 3 hours of meet and greet pregame, I'm going to feel like I'm a Saints fan at a night game in New Orleans. That's the way I'm going
to
be.
We just want to know, Rich. Are they going to have a dry bar or no bar like the Emmys do, where they make us suffer through 17 hours of a dry
show? This is radio.
It's radio. It should be more fun, right?
I'm hoping it's a looser atmosphere tonight. I'm hoping it's going to be a better spot for that sort of thing. It's also in the Javits Center this evening. So that's a massive complex. You can definitely get some alcohol around the corner.
Do you walk there from your hotel?
No. Suze, there's two words in my life that you know when I'm on the road. It's called courtesy and car. So that's this evening. Before we start here on other matters, there's some housekeeping. I've got some questions about today's rundown, if you don't mind. From afar. I saw you guys on the Roku channel only segment talking about the new Nuggets ring. And, you know, Suze, I know you were dispensing information because you feel that is your gig as the host of the Rich Eisen Show is dispensing what is in the ring. I really want to know what you think of the ring, Susie, just as somebody who I know personally for almost, well, we've been married 20 years and just do some math and I'll stop doing the math that takes this long because I should know this off the top. I guess a quarter century of knowing each other.
Okay.
So I know you like bright, shiny objects that can be worn in public, sort of the way I view my zip up right now.
Right.
What do you think of the ring?
I would find the ring a lot like your zip up, gaudy and awful. But I love you.
Really?
But I mean, I don't like the ring because.
Why?
I don't like oversized. I'm not into gaudy. Oh. I find this to be gaudy. The lever,
are you saying
the
you're understated? Is that what you're saying? Your default is you're understated?
I think I'm understated. Right, what do you think, Chris? Like, when have you ever seen me wearing my engagement ring? I don't wear labels. I don't think of myself as gaudy. I'm going to bring Chris in. I'm a little salty this morning from not sleeping, but yeah, definitely not. Okay, so here's the thing about the ring.
No, Chris, just tap out, man.
I feel like any ring that has a lever to change colors is a lot of that's a lot of metal for me.
That's next lever.
Do you know what I mean?
That's next lever.
That's next lever. I brought that to fruition, and you missed
I say,
it.
I love
sweet
you say,
Mikey D.
How do you say that you need security to walk around with the ring?
You
it's
do.
Called an enforcer in the NBA, right? Like, you need like Rick Mahorn to put people on their ass if they come for the ring.
It's not, but yeah, that was you could have Dennis Rodman accompany you anywhere you go with that ring. But look, I mean, how do I feel about that ring? I just think it's like every year they become more and more contrived. I like some of the classic old rings, some of the old Yankees rings that are just beautifully made. And they've literally written Exodus into the side of this ring. I mean, it's so insane.
Well, it's funny, you know, I was on the plane flight out here to New York last night while the Nuggets were tipping off and the Lakers were playing the Nuggets. And obviously it's a big game when the defending champs are playing the Lakers to start a season, and LeBron in season, what is this, 21 for him. So I was wondering what was happening, and I didn't really see the game, but I turned to Twitter and I got all I needed once again from the sports phone of Twitter. Magic Johnson, he kind of summed it all up for me. There it is on the screen right there. Tonight we learn the world champion Denver Nuggets are going to be very tough to beat in the NBA playoffs. So I got all I needed right there based on that. And I'm assuming that's accurate, right? I'm assuming that's an accurate portrayal of what happened.
It's also breaking news.
Yeah,
it's also breaking news. The world champs are going to be hard to beat. Breaking news. You learned it here
in the
first,
playoffs, by the way.
On the Rich Eisen Show.
Like, Magic's already jumping ahead to late April. I don't know if Denver trailed in the game last night. They looked in complete control. My only
pushback there is I didn't get the final score, which is usually how I get my final scores through Magic's tweets. Yeah. He gives me the full, you know, final score. And also, I knew that things were potentially not going well when I saw, this is great, how fantasy changes things. Chris Brockman bitching and moaning about LeBron not getting calls, which is truly
through the looking glass moment.
I'm going to love this season of LeBron James playing basketball for your fantasy team.
Yeah, a tongue-in-cheek response to diehard Laker fan O'Shea Jackson Jr., who was complaining.
Right, yeah.
And I was the king never gets calls. The king! So I was kind of making fun of him.
Rich, did you see that?
By also saying I have LeBron in fantasy.
Did you see the play where Reggie Jackson basically tripped LeBron into falling back? And TJ was like, Reggie Jackson's at the game? That's so weird. You can't be in sports and have the name Reggie Jackson.
How it started, Rich. We were just sitting around. She goes, did you see Reggie Jackson at the game last night?
Yeah,
and so my thought is when you say, it's Reggie Jackson, right? Reggie Jackson sitting courtside and LeBron tripped over him. I didn't
Sharp in his cardigan. Hey, listen, you know, it's funny that he would break the ankles of LeBron. It makes sense because, as you know, he would kill the king because Reggie's already, as you know, killed the queen years ago. So that's nice. My way of wrapping that all up. Thanks so much. I'll be here all night. Del Tufo. And his College Station wins a Marconi. Another aspect of our rundown I have a question about as well. I want to get to the pasta later on, if you don't mind. Is it true, Susie Schuster, that you are having our 12-year-old son on in the second hour of this program?
So
is that a true story?
I walk in and Chris says, I want to talk to Coop. Can we FaceTime him during the show? Because I want to make a trade. And you know the whole don't look gift horses in the mouth thing? And I said, do you really think that we're going to have you on with him after what you did to him as a mere tyke, handing him back Tupperware wrapped up as a
first
present?
First off, if I may, Coop is 12, yes. right? 12.
Yes.
12 and taller than you.
He's a young man.
No chance he remembers what I gave him as a lovely Hanukkah gift.
That's true,
over
but
his parents do.
His parents do. His parents
hilarious do. Bit. Yeah. You guys don't get humor.
Bit.
Hilarious
and
bit.
So I'm going to make him.
Hilarious bit the day after Thanksgiving.
I'm going to make him. It was probably like 3 weeks later.
No, this
there's
is
no
way
chance
back
you
in the
gave
day.
It back that fast. Who am I kidding?
This is way back in the day when Chris was just a mere bachelor, when fatherhood and spousehood was way, way down the road. And
not even
we wouldn't have you, Chris, over. We would have you, Chris, over for major holidays so you could have a hot meal and you could have a sense of family.
I'd send him home with food for a week.
You absolutely loaded him up. And the most important thing, and I think many of our show listeners and viewers will appreciate this, that we would give the fact that Susie would give you our it was glassware.
It
wasn't
really
Tupperware.
Good Tupperware. It was like
glassware,
really high quality. I would give you,
Pyrex,
I'd give you the junk from a Chinese restaurant next time. I'm
correct.
Never
and then,
do this
and then, and then Chris would repay us in twofold. One, Chris, now you might imagine, you know, when you're a guy and your guy friend or colleague receives this sort of glassware from his wife, and the material is not, say, returned in a timely fashion. How many times do you think I heard from Susie about this?
Well,
would you say?
The problem is that you never brought it up to me. And actually, if I remember correctly, it was cleaned, washed in the back of my car. I just kept forgetting to bring it into the podcast studio.
But it doesn't matter
so
until it is
enough
returned.
Enough time has
until
passed where I was like, this is going to be a hilarious bit. Let me wrap the lid.
A bit?
Hilarious
wrap
bit.
The,
let me give this to a child to unwrap.
Children unwrapped as if it is their Hanukkah present from you.
I thought that was really funny.
That you would place these children in the line of comedic fire like that is truly untenable. And so
no
the
one
fact
is shielded.
That Susie's bringing up right now, I think, is hilarious. But so is Cooper joining this program?
So,
is the ultimate
so Coop,
question.
Coop's on a flex day from school. He's on a flex day.
Like NBC? They're flexing out of Bears Chargers, so put Cooper in school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Breaking news, Taylor's home too with a sore throat, so that's great.
Oh, God.
Cooper's getting load managed.
Load management. It's load management. Cooper's getting load
managed.
It's load management.
He's got a flex
day.
What
are we doing? It's load management.
He's 12.
He's got a flex
day. He should not be load managed.
Look, he had 5 games this weekend. He's in the middle of an intense legacy schedule right now.
He is.
Load management.
So anyway, is he coming on?
Yeah, he's coming on. He's going to come on at the end of the second hour.
We're going to talk a little fantasy with Coop. You know, full slate of action after the 2 games last night. And you know, I got a little trade proposal for Coop.
Okay.
Just want to throw out there.
Also, I have prepared him, if you don't mind me producing from afar, because he really wants to do this. He has his World Series prediction.
Ooh, good.
He's
okay.
Ready. He's ready to tell you who's going to win the World Series, the Rangers or his newly adopted. He loves watching the Diamondbacks.
He's the one.
Loves watching the Diamondbacks. Marte, Carroll, he's been loving them all. Seawald, he's been, you know, Gallen. He has been watching from afar since his favorite team has fallen, what's the word for it, way freaking short of giving him anything. It was literally the worst Yankee team of his 12-year-old life, but he's ready. He's ready for that.
Do you remember being in person for that Diamondbacks Yankees last game? I mean, I remember that. Like, and I don't remember much, as you know, but I remember where I was sitting the moment that, wasn't it Luis Gonzalez? Is that
Luis Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Yep. You were covering it for Fox Sports.
Yeah. It was like a
blooper. I was calling it for
a little flare.
Was it a flare, a blooper?
And the reason why it got over Jeter's head is because they. Yankees had the infield in.
Yeah, they moved him
That's
in.
Right.
So a little flair. Jeter would have caught it if he was a regular depth.
What a mess.
We were there, Suze. You and I were sitting behind home plate in what turned out to be the Diamondback wives section, watching the eighth inning of Rivera coming in and retiring the side convincingly, and watched all the spouses of the Diamondbacks start to cry because they thought this thing was over. And then you and I went our separate ways for the ninth inning to cover the post game, me for ESPN, you for Fox Sports. And then I watched that whole thing unfold, and it was a complete and utter nightmare for me as a Yankee fan, despite having had multiple years of watching the Yankees win World Series, some even back to back. And then that worst moment of my entire sports life came even worse, hearing the fact that in the postgame locker room, one of the members of the New York Yankees flipped him a baseball to you with his phone number on it. That happened. That happened.
Do you still have that baseball?
I don't have anything. Who are you kidding?
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny. Because I was I was standing with said first baseman in the infield before. And he goes, "Where's your boyfriend?" I'm like, "He's out there somewhere." He goes, "He's probably watching us right now." Sure enough, Rich was in, I think, left field watching the two of us have a conversation. And this is just a friend of mine. After the game, he just wanted to stay in touch. He just was like, it's the end of the season.
Respectful.
I might not see you for a while. Yeah, let's grab a coffee.
Sure. Let's stay in touch. All right.
Let's go to Five Guys. You know, let's
completely in a fog of depression. I'm walking in the locker room. There's Steinbrenner in his white dickie and his blazer, staring holes into anybody that's walking in the locker room. It was a total morgue. And then suddenly Susie comes up. "You'll never guess who just flipped me a baseball with his phone number on it." I'm like, "What the hell is happening in my life right now?" So yeah, the Diamondbacks are in the World Series, Suze. Thanks for that. That's great. And our 12-year-old son is going to join to talk about that, proving with his presence that I eventually won the day. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
All right.
And we should.
You get the last laugh.
You know what? That's all I'm saying. But all right. I figured I should tell that story.
That's great. We're going to take a break. When we come back.
Yeah, I got my power rankings.
We've got power rankings and we've got pasta.
Yeah, great pasta.
And I want
you
to opine on both 844-204 Rich. We've got pasta rankings, we've got power rankings. You can choose in which order. That's all coming up right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories, and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
And we're back on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Susie.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
What's happening?
What are you wearing? Is this a jacket or a sweater
I'm wearing a green jacket because Banner 18 starts today.
Take a look, Rich.
Gold jacket, green jacket.
Yeah. Banner 18 starts today. Banner 18.
Let me make this larger.
We might go 75 and 7, TJ. 75 and 7.
Anyway.
Fanatics Celtics stuff.
Yeah, you did.
Like 3 or 4 different shirts.
Let's go.
All this like black and green stuff. Guy's a men's medium. He's not a men's small. Stuff comes too
Look
small.
At
it's
our
gotta
big
go back.
Boy.
No way. Too
hey,
small?
Fanatics. I need a rehook. Let's go. Let's go.
I feel that way with Cage. He's 3.5 and he's wearing like 5T.
Right?
Stuff.
Yeah. It's upsetting. It's Coop's 5'10. He's probably taller than you are.
By the way, Xander renamed his fantasy league team. Xander just dips his toe in the fantasy world, our 15-year-old, because he's not really into sports all that much. For Cooper's family fantasy league. He drafted Paolo Banchero and he named his team Cuevos Banqueros, which I thought
was a
really
great
good.
Name.
Well done.
He did that himself.
Well done.
By the way, and what's
right?
It's, well done.
It's amazing. He actually knows a lot more than we think he does. He just doesn't want to admit it.
I have Paolo also, so I'm excited.
So you should rename your team Huevos Banqueros instead of Larry Bird's Short Shorts.
Larry Bird's Short Shorts about that? Is way funnier. So,
by the way, I can see his legs mine. Just by you saying that out loud. 844-204 Rich, by the way. I need some calls today, please. I'm willing to spill the beans because I'm a little salty and tired. So, like, lay them out.
What beans are you talking about?
I don't know, anything.
Anything.
By the way, this is a good shot, don't you think, for the Roku channel? Except you could see the ring light in the mirror. Window behind me.
Yeah, but you're giving Roku their money's worth. I like the look of this. Do they know you're in town? Are you going to go to lunch with Charlie?
Like, they do actually. They do know. Well, lunch. It's lunch now. Like instead of doing lunch, I'm lunching with you.
Have a cocktail. What I'm doing right now. About a nice cocktail?
Start going to town a little bit.
Don't worry. We'll get
all right,
done
we're
soon.
Back on the radio here, back on the Rich Eisen Show. And Rich Eisen so nicely joins us from New York
Thank
City
you,
to
Suze.
Go power rankings. And lest you be concerned that Rich will go anonymous in the city, he's wearing a pullover with a logo the size of the Chrysler Building.
Rich doesn't want to That's blend right. in.
Rich, your logo looks like the Chrysler Building.
Like the Chrysler Building. All right, since I'm already being heckled, we might as well just go the full route and do my power rankings. Hit it.
Right.
Hit it.
This is my
power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
That is correct. It's a fascinating power rankings week, if I may so say so myself, because not one, not two, not three, but four teams on my power rankings from last week, lost in week number 7. So here we go.
Uh-oh.
Hanging on by a thread, the lowest they have been in my power rankings thus far. I am starting at number 10, the Buffalo Bills.
Now,
they
get
are
them out.
Hanging on by a thread. And the only reason why they are still in my top 10 power rankings is out of respect. Out of respect to Josh Allen and his skill set, and Stephon Diggs and his skill set, and Von Miller and his skill set, and just the guys on this team, they are in that locker room who find the way. They're in there. I believe it in my core, which is why I'm putting a 4-3 team at number 10 on my list. Any other 4-3 team, they'd be out. I'll be straight up with you.
They're not
but
as good
I've
as
got
the Vikings.
Them number 10.
Get them out.
They're down 4 spots. I'm not going to put a 3-4 team in my power rankings,
well,
Chris.
They've won 2 out of 3. They're playing great.
These are your my power rankings.
Your power
Did you
rankings
not hear?
Are all about right now and how they're playing
I got
right
it.
Now and looking ahead
but
to the future.
But my power rankings are a little bit, excuse me, Railbird, they're a little bit different because they're mine. Did you not hear that drop? There are many power rankings, but this one is mine. And the way I do it is I still feel this team is one of the top third teams in the National Football League because of everything that they've been. What I have seen in flashes this year, they're number 10 on this list, down 4 spots. Number 9, down 5 spots, are the Detroit Lions.
Ooh.
That curb stopping in Baltimore caused me to stop. As you know, we had Jared Goff on the program on Tuesday. You know what I've said about David Montgomery not being there, and they didn't have that running back with sand in his pants to go hit people in the mouth and have a play action game that comes off it. The Ravens just absolutely tidal waved them. And you'll see where the Ravens wind up on my list because of it. But the Lions are still in the top third. They're number 9 on my list. They are down 5 spots. So how about that? I got a 10th place team down 4 spots and a 9th place team down 5 spots. And I have finally leapfrogged the Seahawks over the Lions. They're number 8. They're up 2 spots from 10. The Seahawks are sitting there at 8. They beat the Lions in week 2. I've had the Lions above them ever since. I'm finally now flip-flopping them. I've got Geno Smith and the Seahawks and Witherspoon and Kenneth Walker and DK Metcalf was out. So Jackson Smith and Jigba. And how many times can somebody say the words Jake Bobo? It's actually a fun name to say. Let's see what these Seahawks can do moving forward. They're sitting there in a nice position, just a half game behind the 49ers. They're number 8 on my power rankings list. Number 7, they crushed the bye week. So they didn't play a game. And there's no change. I've got the Dallas Cowboys still sitting there at 7, TJ. I know you're not happy about it. All I can say are two words. Too bad. I just think that they are still have a little bit that's off. If they play any of these teams that are above them, I think they would lose. That's my 2 cents. We will see if I'm incorrect, because they do end up playing some of the teams in front of them. I still have them at 7, with all due respect to Micah Parsons, who I love. What did he say on his podcast? Where's the insane intensity about laying into Brock Purdy like they do his quarterback?
Well, it doesn't exist.
They're 7th on my list.
I'm trying to tell you that.
He's kind of right.
Okay. Number 6 on the list, up 2 spots. I'm putting the Jacksonville Jaguars right here. What? I could not be more impressed with them. Yeah, bud. The Jaguars beat the Cowboys last year in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That happened.
Forgot about that.
And that was part of their terrific run to the division crown last year. And Jacksonville, what they have done after losing 2 in a row in weeks 2 and 3, going to London and sweeping London, and then coming home and taking care of business before a short week trip to New Orleans with Trevor Lawrence wearing a brace on his knee. Travis Etienne has turned into a top 3 running back in the AFC, which means he's a Pro Bowler. And the defense is doing its job. I like what they are doing. They're up 2 spots to number 6, down 3 spots to number 5. I've got the Miami Dolphins. I still think they're a top 5 team in this league. I still think that they beat most everybody when they play them. I'm fearful for your and Susie's Patriots, Chris Brockman, yeah, coming up this weekend. I think the Dolphins are still a top 5 team. Down 2 spots. This is the lowest I've had them. You know how I feel about them. But I got to put the 49ers right here. They've lost 2 in a row. Brock Purdy has been put in positions to try and win the game in the final throws. 2 throws in Minnesota in the final throws wound up in the hands of the purple guys. So they're also a little bit banged up. I need to see how they respond to this adversity against Cincinnati before their bye week. They're still number 4 on my power rankings. They're down 2 spots. Up 6 spots. I'm putting the Baltimore Ravens 3rd on this list.
Whoa.
Yeah. They are 3rd on this list. They have earned it. They got a defense that's championship quality. They got a quarterback that's MVP quality. They've got a running game that can take away your will. They've got a passing game that is coming into its own, I guess. Boy, if say Flowers could just do what Jordan Addison did, then this team would be on a different plane. And I think he's maybe heading in that direction. I can't tell you how good this defense is. Saw it with my own 2 eyes in London. And what they did to the Lions at home was incredibly impressive. They put it all together. And I think they'd beat the 49ers right now if they were on the same field the way that the Niners are playing. I think Brock Purdy would have trouble with this defense. And I would be concerned about the Niners playing this team right now. And by the way, the Niners are down 2 spots because they've lost 2 in a row since Brockman said on Overreaction Monday podcast that they would beat a team featuring Pro Bowlers from all the other 31. So I blame you for this slide. Up 3 spots. Let me make sure I got my glasses. Yeah, up 3 spots. Number 2 are the Eagles. I got the Eagles finishing at number 2 on my power rankings. Up 3 spots. I like the way that they're playing. I think that they have the control of the line of scrimmage. Their defense is getting better. It's getting better. And now they add Kevin Byard. Look out. This team is going to get better on defense. Let's hope Jalen Hurts is healthy so he can continue on. And the Chiefs, no change. 2nd week in a row.
Have we heard anything
yet? They
lead
my power rankings. And that, huh?
Have we heard anything yet about any updates on Jalen Hurts? Have we heard anything this week?
We haven't heard anything about Jalen Hurts just yet. And I don't think you're going to. He's just going to be wearing a brace every now and then, and you're going to see him come out there. He's going to be taking on the Washington Commanders this week. And they have a bye, I believe. And then we'll see what happens. Then they take on the Cowboys and have a bye. That week 9 game against Dallas is going to be big. So we will see what happens about Jalen Hurts and his knee. But my power rankings: Chiefs, Eagles, Ravens, Niners, Dolphins, Jaguars, Cowboys, Seahawks, Lions, and the Bills. That's my 2 cents. You know, you would have the Vikings in front of the Bills for real, Chris? You would really do that?
Yeah, Vikings look better than the Bills right now. I think everyone with 2 eyes can agree with that. Let's see. Honestly, might have the Bengals winning the bye week there at number 10, Vikings 9.
Oh, come on. I will just beg to differ. I still think the Buffalo Bills win some of these games that you think that, you know, I'm concerned about them. There's
week when the Bengals beat the 49ers and you're just going to have some excuse why the Niners are still 10 in your power rankings.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the Niners would fall out of my power rankings for next week.
That's 3 in a row. I don't know how
they keep losing.
I don't know how you can have a team with 3 straight losses still in your power rankings. I mean, come on.
Okay. All right. They're mine. Well, I'll see. You don't think the 49ers are a top 3rd team, even if they lose 3 in a row in this You don't think they're a top third team in this league?
Power rankings are right now. They're right now. What are we looking at now? Now, everything that's happening now is happening now. Go back to when? Yeah. Then
I guess it's my fault to keep thinking.
And so it's like
I keep thinking down the road. All right. So there you go. Those are my power rankings. Tough.
I love you, Rich.
If you don't like it. I learned the phrase tough noogies across the harbor from down here years ago. I could see Staten Island from my house, too.
It's like a clear day.
Some of these buildings would move. One other thing, the pasta poll question that you got going on here. Yeah. The pasta poll question. How do you not so you have ziti? Is that another way of saying penne? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we changed the poll to pasta dish.
Dish is right, Rich.
Because not everyone is up to date on what the noodles are actually called.
He thought I was being hoity-toity by putting in bucatini. And I said, no, I wasn't.
No one knows what bucatini is. So it's like lasagna. Seriously. We got to go basic here.
Del Tufo, straight up. Did you know?
I did not know bucatini.
Come on.
I mean, that's it. That's it.
You guys are so lame.
My mother used to make fresh pasta, Rich, and I did not know bucatini.
Rich, do you know that?
Del Tufo is like looking up like names of operas,
yes.
You know, from bucatini. Like,
Pavarotti,
wait a minute.
Pavarotti, bucatini.
Was that, was that down the street here at Radio City?
Bucatini. You know,
was that,
I mean, in Chris's Lincoln pasta Center? Power ratings, he has angel hair with bolognese. Now, no Italian would ever pair angel hair with bolognese. That's like anathema.
I'm with you on that. So what did we land on?
I'm not Italian.
What's the four that we land on?
So pasta dish. Okay, lasagna, ravioli, ziti, and bolognese. Any type of noodle you want.
How's there not cacio e pepe?
It's a dish. What are you talking
about? That's you.
About?
That's you, but you got to think, you know.
Think global.
Yes, you got to think global. Act local.
Okay, you know what I mean?
Cacio e pepe.
Ravioli's losing, is it still losing?
Ravioli's losing,
ravioli's
by the way.
Ravioli's delicious. Come on.
Words I never thought I'd hear. Ravioli's one of the greatest dishes in the history of...
All right, here are the results. Rich, hit this with an RT so we can get this going. Lasagna, 40%. Bolognese, 24%. Ziti, 21%. Ravioli, 16%.
Ravioli bringing up the rear here.
Yeah, but I can't believe that.
It's good.
I would bet... I would vote for lasagna, but your baked ziti is pretty amazing, Mike.
And my baked ziti is amazing.
You know what? I don't remember what it tastes like because it's been so long since we've had it.
I haven't made it, so we
certainly wouldn't give it to you in his glassware.
The old man had too much wine. I mean, I gotta give Brock.
And now that Mike's gotten all skinny, he doesn't make us baked ziti anymore.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Pasta's over. Yeah.
Mike, what if I ask you to make it? Like, screw these jamokes.
You're in, Suze.
Will you make me some, please?
You're in, Suze.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a project.
Rich, you're in New York.
If I were you, I would walk out. I would make a left turn.
That's downtown.
And I would go to Locanda Verde and get yourself a nice pasta.
Okay, there you go. That's only 50 blocks down.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to...
Get on the subway. Come on, you're a New Yorker. Get on the subway.
That's 50 blocks.
Hey, this has been great. Don't get lost wearing your shirt. If you do this, somebody can help you back. Then they can see your logo and let you know who you are.
Am I not coming back next hour?
Yeah, you are.
You can't get rid of me fast enough.
First, you've got Bruce Feldman, so I don't want to... Maybe you should put on earmuffs because we're going to talk about Michigan football.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's great. I look forward to that.
It's going
to
be great.
You should go down the street to the hardware store and get some binoculars.
So I could see New Jersey?
Yeah, yeah. So you can just look at Staten Island and New Jersey and play calls.
I didn't know where you were going there. Oh, that's cute.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce Feldman on the other side of this.
I do want to chime in about what Kirby Smart had to say.
Pay cash.
From Georgia about Michigan.
All right. Hour two, you'll be coming back. Still on Roku here, though, Rich.
I did get a text from the FAA, though, and your logo is visible from space.
Distracting?
It's distracting air traffic control.
Wasn't this one of the rejects? I think this was one of the rejects when we had a bunch of them made up, and I said to you that is way too big.
Do not feed Susie's unvarnished.
Susie's what?
Your unvarnished opinion that is wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. This is perfect.
Rich,
this is great.
Rich.
I would walk down any avenue in New York City with it.
Can you ask your cameraman to zoom out? And by that, I mean back up.
The All right, king so of logos, it's allowed.
I want to ask you this. What's bigger, the building to Rich's right or the logo?
Nice.
Wow.
So I feel like this is the equivalent, and we talked about this with Warren Sapp on What the Football, and if you want to listen to What the Football, you can find it wherever you find your podcast, about grown men wearing jerseys. This is the equivalent of you being going to a stadium wearing another man's shirt, only it's your own shirt.
No.
Warren said, some guy asked him, whose shirt are you wearing when he went to a, maybe it was a retirement ceremony or something like that? And he was being honored. He's like, it's my own shirt. I wore it on the field. Here's a grass stain from playing. So maybe that's what we're looking at. We got 20 seconds, Richie. What's your rebuttal?
That's the way to just give me 3 seconds before we've got to throw it a break. Very done. That's very well done. It's a better move.
Hey, we'll be right back. Much more Rich Eisen Show when we come back. And we just hold Rich to the fire. This is fun.